Good evening, I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 14 year C. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, verses 10 to 20, Psalm 50, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 and 8 to 16, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. You are the King, and we will praise You. You are holy, and we will bow before You. You are the Savior, and we will trust You. You are Almighty, and we will serve You. You are the Lord, and we will adore You. Amen. Lord, our hearts are simply longing to worship You. We are filled with thankfulness for all the blessings we have received at Your hand. We stand amazed at the sheer extravagance of Your love. We try to comprehend something of Your grace towards us, but again and again, Your love for us in Jesus takes our breath away. Lord, You are great. You are worthy of praise. Your majesty, power, authority, and glory are simply beyond our understanding. We do not have the words that will truly declare who and what You are. We have brought our hymns and our prayers, our speaking and our listening, our celebration and our silence. By Your Holy Spirit, use these poor vehicles for the glory of Your wonderful name. Amen. We have the hymn, Here I Am to Worship.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for proper 14, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Faith in Action. Faith in Action. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, part of which is our epistle for today, is a statement on faith, the nature of faith, and how faith has fashioned and shaped the lives of the faithful. The chapter begins by setting before us two dimensions of faith: the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith in God implies an understanding that God has the power to do whatever God says God will do, and that the person of faith can not only stand on the promises of God, but with confidence in God, obey God's word and God's will, with the assurance that God desires what is best for God's creatures and God's creation. Faithfulness requires from the faithful obedience. Faith in God, therefore, will influence the lives of the faithful. Abraham, with faith in God, obeyed when he was told to go to a place that God will show him. He set out, not knowing where he was going, but in faith, he left the land of his birth, the land of his forefathers, and set out in faith to a land unknown. Abraham was obedient to God's word. Abraham was promised that he would be the father of a great nation, and his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky. Even though, at that time, Abraham had no children and was an old man, and his wife, Sarai, had passed her childbearing years, Abraham trusted in the promise of God. Abraham and Sarah did have a son, Isaac. Isaac had Jacob, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, was the father of the 12 tribes, who made up the united nation of Israel under King David, and today is represented by the state of Israel and the Jews who are scattered throughout the world. Faith calls for trust, and trust engenders obedience. The children of Israel were not always faithful to God. God, who delivered them from slavery in Egypt, brought them safely to the promised land after wandering for 40 years in the wilderness. God who established them in the land of promise and made them into a great and powerful nation. Because of their disobedience, the nation was split into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. It was in this situation that God called Isaiah, who lived in the southern kingdom of Judah, to the ministry of prophet to the people of God. Isaiah was called during the second half of the 8th century to a prophetic ministry that lasted 50 years during the reign of four kings of Judah. As a prophet of Israel, Isaiah is to point out the people's transgressions against God, their God. The people of God had not been faithful to God. Their disobedience ran deep, for idolatry, injustice, and selfish pride were rampant in the nation. Their disobedience was outstanding, so outstanding that God referred to their leaders as rulers of Sodom and the people as people of Gomorrah. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 10. A comparison which would indicate their level of disobedience, for God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their perversity. The Lord exhibited extreme displeasure at the religious activities of Judah. The Lord was fed up with the shallowness of Judah's religious activity. The people went through the motions, but their heart was not in it. These were actions, but there was no faith. Even though it was God who commanded the people to offer sacrifices, to burn incense, and to observe festivals, God was fed up of the superficial nature of the worship. God no longer delighted in their sacrifices. Burning of incense became an abomination, and the observances of the religious festivals a burden, because the people's hands are full of blood. Isaiah 1 verse 15. The people were offering sacrifices for sin, yet there was no genuine attempt at repentance. There was no commitment to change their ways. The people forgot the promise that God made to Solomon at the dedication of the temple. God said, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. God's response to the prayers of the faithful is forgiveness and healing. However, there must be prayers of faith followed by actions of the faithful. The prophet Isaiah called the people of his day back to faithfulness to God. In genuine repentance, they should cease doing evil and put all their efforts into doing good, addressing the injustices in their nation. This would demonstrate their faith in God, for faith requires action, loving action. In our gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40, Jesus reminds those who follow him that faithfulness demands watchfulness. Disciples of Christ must be active in participating in the life of the kingdom of God, a life of watchfulness in preparation for the return of their master, Jesus. The disciples of Christ, with faith, can be assured that Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, will come again. Faith in Jesus requires that his disciples live a life of preparation for his return, for the promise to return is true. Therefore, faithful disciples of Christ are required to live a life committed to sharing the good news of the gospel, to making disciples of all nations, to fighting against injustice in all forms, to responding to the needs of others with love, in whatever form their needs present themselves, whether material, emotional, or spiritual, and to sustain and preserve God's creation. Faith in God must transform us from inside out, from the heart, from a heart of stone to a heart that is committed to faithfulness to God, a heart from which a loving response to God's will and God's word would originate, a heart that will lead us to worship God in spirit and in truth, a heart that translates faith into action, loving action to and for God in the world. Amen. Let us pray. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Faithful God, we wait on your word and our hearts rejoice in your loving kindness. Renew our confidence in the promise of your kingdom and the signs of its dawning. Keep your church vigilant and expectant. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Faithful God, set our hearts on the lasting treasure of your Son. Keep us from the complacency that is blind to injustice. Extend our concern to new horizons. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Faithful God, we pray for all who share our spiritual ancestry, especially Muslims and Jews, fellow sons and daughters of Abraham. We pray for greater understanding between our faiths, for all that builds and sustains cohesive living. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Faithful God, strengthen all who are fearful of the future, all going through a veil of misery. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, and raise up the broken-hearted. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Faithful God, prepare us for the day when we will come to share in your eternal banquet. We commend to you those who have died in this hope. Welcome us home to the celestial city you have made ready for your beloved children. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. And we pray for the closing day of the Lambeth Conference. And our prayer for the Lambeth Conference today is the prayer of Jesus for his disciples and for all believers, found in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Jesus prays, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and you have loved them even as you have loved me. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Hymn for CPWI 412, Faith of Our Fathers.
Still, in spite of dungeon fire.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our souls. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you and those whom you love always. Amen. And remember, we are still in the COVID season, so please be careful. Remember to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. When you wear your mask, wear it properly. Make sure it covers your mouth and nose, and keep your distance. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. And so we end with, Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart.